Phase 4. The capacity of the coarser wind element degenerates and dissolves into consciousness. The tongue becomes thick and short, its root turning bluish. Experiencing physical touch is impossible, as is physical action. The breath through the nostrils ceases, but there are subtler levels of breath or wind, so the cessation of breath through the nose does not indicate the completion of the death process. What you see in your mind is like the flame of a butter lamp or a candle, or like the flickering light above a butter lamp or candle. At first, the light flickers as if the butter or wax is almost consumed. Then, when the winds on which mental conceptions ride begin to collapse, the flame's appearance becomes steady. In general, the body of a human is composed of the four elements. However, due to variations in the channels and winds within this framework, different people experience different internal appearances during the process of dissolution. This is why there are small variations in the explanations of this process in specific tantras spoken by Buddha, such as Guhya Samaja, which is the main system being explained in this program, Chakra Sambhara, and Kala Chakra, as well as in certain tantras of the old translation order of Tibetan Buddhism called Nyingma. These minor variations mainly come from differences in the channels within the body and in the winds and drops of essential fluid that course through these channels. Because these internal factors differ in individuals, yoga practices also differ slightly. Even when internal factors are the same, the internal signs of dying appear to the mind in different ways because yogis put emphasis on different points in the body. During these stages, you need an unobstructed virtuous attitude, which is the wish expressed in this stanza of the Benchen Lama's poem. We ordinary sentient beings, under the influence of birth and death, definitely have predispositions established over lifetimes of good and bad actions, the fruits of which have not yet manifested. Every moment that we engage in actions motivated by ignorance contributes to living in cyclic existence. Very strong actions can propel not just one, but many lives in cyclic existence. Near the time of death, one from among these many wholesome and unwholesome karmic predispositions is nourished and serves as the foundation for the whole next lifetime. Many other karmas establish the qualities of life, such as health, resources, and intelligence. Consequently, your thoughts, your mental state, near the time of death, are very important. Even if, most of your life, you practiced virtuous attitudes, a strong non-virtuous tendency near the time of death can nourish the non-virtuous predispositions that we all have. This is a very dangerous time. Irritation and anger can develop even from an annoying noise made by someone setting down an object too hard. Conversely, a person not usually accustomed to much virtue can generate a strong virtuous mind near death, activating karmic predispositions for virtue and resulting in a good rebirth. Therefore, you must take great care near the time of death and generate as much as possible whatever type of virtuous attitude you are capable of manifesting. It is very important that those attending the dying know that the dying person's mind is in a delicate state. They should be careful not to make disturbances, speaking loudly, crying, and roughly handling articles. Instead, they should create a peaceful environment.